We're on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, and we have the Shita of Shmuel. Shmuel holds Ein Bitter Rishus Mechatzah L'chatzah. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Yesh Bitter Rishus Mechatzah L'chatzah. And Abai, as we saw yesterday, holds that according to Shmuel, Ein Bitter Rishus Mechatzah L'chatzah. And that applies to Shtei Chatzeros. And each Chatzer, we said, was independent of the other Chatzer. There's a Pesach that joins the two Chatzeros, but each Chatzer has its own exit into the Mavui, into the Rishus HaRabim. But in a case of Shtei Chatzeros, Zug Lifnim Mizu, then according to Abai's interpretation of Shmuel, is Mitoksha Osrim Mevatlim, which means that if you have two Chatzeres, one is the Pnimis and the other is the Chitzona, and Osrim, the Bnei HaPnimis, Osrim al Bnei HaChitzona, and the reason for that is because the Bnei HaPnimis have a schus, what we call drisas regel, to pass through the chitzona. And therefore, in such a case, according to Abaye, even Shmuel would agree that they could be mevatel eschus in the drisas haregel, and that could be mati the Bnei HaChitzona to carry out from the houses into the chotzer and vice versa. And Shmuel is moda in that case that there is bitul rishus. Rav, on the other hand, says that even in the case of shtei chatzeros zu lifnim mizu, which means that they generate an iser one onto the other because of the schus of drisas regal of the pnimis, and also as far as the chiton is concerned, as we'll soon see, they have rights to the pnimis that we have to talk about. Says Rav, even in the case of Chatzeros Zu Mifnim Mizu, Shmuel, as a general rule, will disagree with Rabbi Yochanan and apply the principle of Ein Bitter Rishus Michatzel L'Chatzel. There's going to be one exception to that rule. And that's why he says, Pomim Shemavatlim, that there is one exception to the rule, and Shmuel will concede that is bittul, but pamim she'ein mevatlim, and it means that in many, many situations and circumstances, as we'll go through them, Shmuel will apply the principle of ein mevatlim michatzer lechatzer. There's no bittul reshus from one chatzer to the other. And the Gemara now is going to go through the various cases. Shmuel is going to, according to Rava, apply this principle of Ein Mevatlim Michatzer Lechatzer, Ein Bitul Rishus Michatzer Lechatzer, and we're going to go through the various cases. So, for example, we can talk about situations, scenarios in which the Pnimis had its own Eruv, the Chitzona did not have an Eruv. In such a case, we're going to apply the principle of Ein Mevatlim Michatzer Lechatzer, as Rav is going to explain as we go along. Now, even though when you talk about the Chitzona here, there's the Iker Tashmish of the Chitzona, but the Pnimis has Drisas Regal rights in the Chitzona, and in such a case there's no Bitul Rishus, and that's based on the fact that the Chitzona cannot be Mevatil to the Pnimis. Okay, fine. So he says the following, Pa'omim Ein Mevatlin, and Pomim Mevatlin. So the Ofen, in what scenario is there a Bittul of Chatzel Chatz, even according to Shmuel? That's only when they had a common Eruv between the Pnimis and the Chitzona, and one of the members of the Chitzona did not participate in that Eruv. In that one scenario, and we're going to get into that in just a minute, Shmuel, according to Rava, will admit and concede to the position of Rabbi Yochanan that it's possible to have a bittul, and that bittul will be meaningful to be mesalek one chatzer from the Eruv, so that the other chatzer now has a complete Eruv. So that, again, if you have a situation where one member of the chatzer was not a participant in the Eruv, again, they made an Eruv together, the two chatzeros, but one particular member, and we'll see which of the chatzeros, was not an active participant in the Eruv, then it could be possible, as we'll soon see, that there is a valid bittul that will remove one of the two chatzeros from the Eruv, such that the other Eruv now has its own complete Eruv. So if you follow the general framework, again, before we get into the details, sometimes it's good to get an overall picture. What we're trying to say is that each chatzer, the Pnimis and the Chitzona, is going to have its own personal Eruv, which has nothing to do whatsoever with going from one chatzer to the other. It just has to do, in each case respectively, going from the bais into the chatzer. Fine. So each one of these two chatzers has its own personal chatzer. One of the members of one of those two chatzeros failed to join in that chatzer, in that Eruv, excuse me. So that now that Eruv becomes invalid, but it could very well be possible that person can be mevatel his rishus in order to remove that chatzer from the Eruv, right? We had a joint Eruv, and as a result of that joint Eruv, it's osro zu al zu. They become one interdependent Eruv. And you and I would say, well, if one of the members of either of these two chatzeros is not a participant in the Eruv, that blows up the entire Eruv, invalidates it. And the reason for that is because an Eruv, as we said many times, is an all or nothing proposition. We have to get all the members of the chatzera, of the, in this case, the two chatzeros, joining together on board. One of them failed to contribute, to participate in the Eruv, and you and I would say, well, that irrevocably undermines and disqualifies the Eruv in both chatzeros. However, what's going to happen now is that individual who failed to participate in the Eruv, he will be mevatel his rishus to the other members of his chatzer, and just one second. Eruv is a low eruv. Shaz yidon bittol hamoyel im siluk chatzer achas mina eruv. So that by being mevatel his rishus, then as far as the inner Eruv for that particular chatzer, that Eruv now separates itself from the other chatzer, allowing the other chatzer to have its own indigenous, its own personal chatzer. And that's going to be the case that we're going to deal with as we go along. So don't ask me any questions yet. I'm just trying to help myself, and maybe it helps you as well, to see where we're going with this. We're trying to, in the framework of Rava, come up with a scenario in which Bittul Rishus will be valid. Because as a general rule, Rava says that according to Shmuel, there's no Bittul Michatzer L'Chatzer. Ain Bittul Rishus Michatzer L'Chatzer. But in one case, the Bittul Rishus is going to be meaningful to separate the two chatzeros, one from the other, in such a way that we can set up on the other chatzer, not the chatzer from the person who failed to join the Eruv and was Mevatel's Rishus, but from the other chatzer, and that other chatzer now becomes an independent chatzer, which has every single last member of its chatzer on board with the Eruv. Okay, if that helps anybody. Ketzad. Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona. Now, in order to appreciate that, we have to know the following. That there is a situation in which you can have a valid Eruv without actually collecting the Eruv from the members of the Chatzer. That's pretty wild. And how is that? In a case where you had two chatzeros, each one made its own Eruv, then for these two chatzeros to create a joint Eruv, it's not necessary to go through the entire rigmarole of collecting a pas from each one of the members of both of these chatzeros. All you need in order to be ma'arev between the two chatzeros, each of which have already achieved their own personal eruv, is to take the eruv from one chatzer, it doesn't matter which one, and place it into the other chatzer. And as a result, the two chatzeros now join into one, and they have a joint Eruv. So in the first scenario that we're doing, the Eruv of these two chatzeros together was placed in the outer courtyard, in the chatzer hachitzona. And he writes here in the name of Rashi, Kein aderech shekasher ma'arvos shtei chatzeros yachad, mishtamshim lekach bi oso ha'eruv, Bo Eruvu Bnei Chatzer Beinom Levein Atzmon. Sha'oso Eruv Shashimesh Es Dorei HaChatzah Pnimis Holichu LeChatzah Chitzono Kedei La'arav Imam V'lo Shtamshu Bi Eruv Acher. The Bnei HaPnimis took their Eruv and they deposited it in the house of one of the Bnei HaChitzono. V'shachach echad. Now, one individual, and it matters not whether he is a member of the Pnimis or the Chitzona, v'lo Eruv, he did not contribute to the Eruv. In such a case, shtei asuros. And what this means is, number one, that the Eruv is now null and void, and that's because one member of either of the two chatzeros failed to contribute to the Eruv, to participate in the Eruv. And number two, there's no Bittul Rishus, as the Gemara can explain why, that would be effective to be matir. So that's case number one, where the Eruv was transferred from the Pnimis over to the Chitzona. That's where they deposited the Eruv. And one member, either of the Pnimis or of the Chitzona, failed to contribute to the Eruv. Everyone's awesome. That invalidates the whole kit and caboodle. Now we get to case number two. Or you might call it case number three, if you want. Okay. Nasnu eruva bepnimis. Now, when they did the joint eruv between the two chatzeros, they left the eruv in the hands of one of the members of the pnimis. V'shachach echad min apnimis velo eruv. And one of the members of the pnimis did not contribute to the eruv, shtei masuros. And once again, bittul reshus is not going to be effective to be matir. Now, this is a case where they put the eruv in the pnimis. Shachach ech bin amachitzona velo eruv. Okay, here's where Rava is going to validate the possibility of bittul reshus. The eruv was placed in the pnimis, and the one who failed to participate in the eruv was a member of the chitzona. Is then pnimis muteres. There's such a thing called bittul reshus, and the bnei achitzona are going to be mavatil their reshus to the pnimis, and therefore the pnimis muteres. Because again, all the members of the pnimis contributed to the eruv. Not only that, the eruv was deposited in the hands of one of the pnimis. So as far as the pnimis per se is concerned, everything is perfect. They have an inner eruv, which should be flawless, allowing them to carry into the chatzar and back into the bayis. Norvas, there was a joint eruv with the chitzona, and one of the members of the chitzona failed to participate in the eruv. That should undermine the eruv even as far as the pnimis is concerned. Here's where bittul reshus operates, and what we're going to allow is that the chatzar pnimis is going to completely disown the chitzona, meaning they're going to cut the umbilical cord that connects them with the chitzona, and we have our own chatzar. And we have our own Erev. And there's nothing at fault with the Erev, because the original Erev is still in our Rishus. And there's not one single member of our Pnimis that failed to join the Erev. Nor of us, who would depend upon the Chitzona. You know what? We disassociate ourselves from the Chitzona. No longer do we have that relationship with the Chitzona. Just one second. Wait. I just don't want to lose the trend. Just one second. But now, we have a problem. What do you mean you're disassociating yourself with the chitzona? After all, you have a schus of drises regel to go through the chitzona. So on that, there's going to be a bittul reshus that's valid. And that one individual who dropped out of the eruv, that one member of the chitzona, he is going to join together with the other members of that chitzona to accomplish a bittul reshus. Again, the bittul reshus is only as far as the schus drisas regel is concerned, which is the one agent, so to speak, that connects the pnimis and makes them dependent upon the chitzona. And the answer is they're not dependent upon the chitzona anymore, because the members of the chitzona were mevatel their reshus on the drisas reg. Okay, go ahead, Tom. Sorry, I just had to.
I think you answered. Okay. So it's the people in the chitzonos who have to give up their. They're the ones that are doing the bittul reshus.
Correct, and their bittul reshus is on the drisas reg. They're saying, you know what, your drisas reg is not in our chater. You're not passing through our chater. We gave up our chater. So now two things are happening. And one thing is that the pnimis has a perfectly full, complete, valid eruv. They're holding on to the eruv. And every single member of the pnimis joined in the eruv. The only problem is that they're dependent upon the chitzona because of the schus drisas regel. And here's where the bittul is going to operate, where the chitzona, the members of the chitzona, are going to be vatal their rishus, and they're going to make a statement which is legally valid in the context of Erevin, and they're going to say that your drisus regal is not through our chotzer. We gave up our chotzer.
Right, so the right of passes, I understand. So the people from the people in the Chitzonit say to the people in the Penimi, you can't pass through our chotzer. That part I understand. But what about the use of the chotzer, the outer chotzer, for the people in the outer chotzer? They can't use it at all?
Right, they can't use it. Why? They can't carry from their batim into their own chotzer. I'm talking about the chitzona now. And the reason for that is because there's no bittul rishus from one chatzit to the other. That's Shmuel Shita. So that if the chatzah chitzona has now become dependent upon the chatzah hapnimis by virtue of the fact that they did a joint eruv, so their eruv, when I say they, I'm referring to the chitzona, their eruv is totally dependent upon this joint Eruv, and what would have to be is that they would have to effectuate a bittul rishus vis-a-vis the pnimis, and now we activate the principle of ein bittul rishus michotze lechotze. Let's see how the Gemara analyzes it, because again, all this is just an anticipation of the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: Nasnu Eruvan bechitzona. In Rava's first scenario, the joint Erev between the Pnimis and the Chitzona was placed in the Chatzer HaChitzona, V'shochach Echad. And one of them failed to participate in the Erev, and it makes no difference, Beimen HaPnimis, Beimen HaChitzona, it doesn't matter whether he lives in the inner or the outer Chatzer, V'lo Erev, Shtein Asuros. And the Gemara is going to analyze why Bittul Rishus is not effective. Okay. Now, who forgot to join the Erev? First, we have the Pnimis. One Ben HaPnimis. Hai Bar Pnimis. Ben HaPnimis. Leman Mevatel. Vis-a-vis whom is he going to be Mevatel his rishus? And the Gemara is going to set up a kind of mimon of shach over here. It does, you know, no matter how you slice the cake, it's not going to be effective. Libatul b'nei ha-pnimis. If this one member of the pnimis who failed to join the Erev would now be mevatel his rishus to the other members of the pnimis, and then they will now have a perfectly valid Eruv for the Pnimis, and they'll separate themselves from the Chitzona. So the Gemara rejects this and says, Lesa larvayu gabayu. Where was the Eruv placed? The Eruv was placed not in the Pnimis, but rather in the Chitzona. So one of the Bnei Chitzona, they deposited in his hands the Eruv. And what that means is that if they disassociate themselves from this Eruv, meaning from the Chitzona, they have no Eruv. Where is their Eruv? They have no choice but to be dependent upon the Eruv of the Chitzona, because they deposited the Eruv in the hands of the Chitzona. So that if this Ben HaPnimis will be Mevatel his Rishus to the other members of the Pnimis, and try to set up an independent Erev that's valid as far as the Pnimis is concerned, they're in trouble because they have a joint Erev with the Chitzona, and the Erev is now placed in the hands of the Chitzona. So therefore their Bittul Rishus could not be meaningful as far as this Erev is concerned, because The Erev is in the hands of the Chitzona. I'll just read to you the note here, see if he embellishes it. He says, Af HaChitzona. Okay, Oh, so he's actually addressing a slightly different question. He says, V'afachitzona asura mishum drisas raglo shel zeh v'oseres gam es hapnimis she'erva ito yachad. The ein ze yochol levatel es drisas aregel libnei achitzonah sharei ein bitur shus michotzer lechotzer. So he says the following. Again, at this point I have to go a little slowly, and I apologize. I've been spending a lot of time on this, trying to work it out. He says the following, that we're talking again, let's just get the facts on the ground. One of the Bnei Apnimis failed to join the Erev. The Erev is now located in the hands of the Chitzona. And the Gemara is trying to explain why Bitul Rishus is not going to be operative here, and the whole contraption is thrown out. Everything, the whole enterprise is out, and both are Asuros. Now, since one of the Bnei Apnimis failed to join the Erev, he has to be Mevatel his Rishus. And the Gemara says that that's not going to work, because to whom is he going to Mevatel Rishus? If he's going to Mevatel Rishus to the members of the Pnimis, well, that's not going to help them, because the Erev is not in their chutzer. It's not in their pnimis. It's in the chitzona. And he says, "V'enum yichon lahavio etzlam shalo heim asurim l'taltu min achitzona leim." Okay, fine. There's no way they can get access to this eruv, because they're not allowed to be metaltil from the chitzona to the pnimis. And then he says, if they want to disassociate themselves from the chitzona, they're going to be left without an eruv. They desperately need the eruv with the chitzona, because the eruv is located in the chitzona. They don't have an eruv in the pnimis. So we have to extend and join the two chatzeres together so that the pnimis will have an eruv. And therefore they are dependent upon the eruv in the chitzona. So they cannot be mavdil themselves, they cannot disassociate themselves, as I said before, cut the umbilical cord with the chitzona, because the Erev is in the chitzona. So they have to see it as one joint chatzer between their pnimis and the chitzona. And he writes here, Ein Erev Moel, Ela Kasher Hu B'Makom HaMa'urav. It's got to be located within the bounds of the place that's being subjected to the Erev, right? So, im tibodel apnimis min hachitzona, omnom hachitzona lo te'aser oleh, ulom apnimis te'aser mishum she'ein Erev etzlo. So they don't have an Erev. Good. So, bitul rishus is not going to be meaningful. Why? Because if they're being mevatel rishus towards the bnei apnimis, again, the Gemara now is going to offer another possibility. Let them be mevatel their rishus towards the chitzona. But now we're talking about being mevatel their rishus towards the pnimis. That's not going to help them, because if they want to separate themselves from the chitzona, well, what's that called in American politics, you know, let's say Mexico or Texas, you know, they want to secede. Is that the word, secession? You know, if the Bnei Apnimis want to secede from the Union to the Chitzona, then they're left without an Erev. And there's no Erev unless the Erev is in their Rishus. And as we said before, they have no way of getting the Erev back into their Rishus. So that's not going to help them. Okay. So now, we have a situation where the chitzona also depends upon the Pnimis. I mean, there's a mutual interdependence because the Chitzona now entered into a joint Erev with the Pnimis. Now, the Pnimis has become a Mokom Ha'oseres, and therefore it's Oseres Shalobim Koma as well. Meaning it generates an Isra on the Chitzona because the Chitzona has now entered into an Erev union with the Pnimis. Mashmals advarim hi shachen yichola pnimis li bottom in a chaitzon el shi no seres below eruv. Uon lahalon mevuar sha'af kashera eruv etzlo eni yichol li bottom in a chaitzon. Alright. So this is more complicated. That's not necessarily for us. He says, v'af ha'chitzon asur mishum drisas regel shol zeh. Because it's an iser b'makomo v'oser es ha-chitzono. Right, so as we said many times, the rites of drisas regel of the pnimis is going to generate an iser on the chitzono. Because now the Chitzona has to share their rights to this Chatzer with the Pnimis, because the Pnimis has rights of Drisus Regel. And the Chatzer Pnimis is Oseres Bimkomo, because as we said before, they don't have an Eruv. And Voseres is HaPnimis She'irva Ito Yachad. So, by virtue of the joint Eruv, the Chitzona now generates an Iser on the Pnimis. V'ein ze yochel levatel es drisas aregel libnei ha-chitzona. Oh, so now you might ask, well, what generates the Iser on the Chitzona? It's the zchus drisas regel of the Pnimis. Now, there was one member of the Pnimis who did not join the Eruv. Let him be Mevatel, his Rishus of Drisas Regel, to the Bnei Achitzona. And the answer is, because Ein Bitul Rishus, Michotzer Lechotzer. So in order to be Mater the Pnimis, that would only be possible if it could secede from the Chitzona, which it cannot do because it needs the Erev of the Chitzona, because the Erev is located in the Chitzona. Now the Gemara asks, Livata Lebnei HaChitzona, which means that if you'll tell me that the one individual member of the Pnimis who failed to join the Erev, now he should be Mevatel his Zechus of Drisas Regel in the Chitzona, vis-a-vis on behalf of the Chitzona, and then now the Chitzona should be mutter because he removed his Rishus not only from the Pnimis but also from the Chitzona, meaning the Zchus of Drisas Regel. So the Gemara answers, Ein Bito Rishus Michatzel Lechatzer. In other words, the Bito Rishus cannot be affected from one chatzah to the other. That's the sheet of Shmuel. And therefore it means that this person who did not join the Erev, he still is left with his chus of Jesus regal in the Chitzona, and he generates an Isra to the Chitzona. And the Pnimis is Asura b'mkoma, and therefore it's Oser b'mokom acher. So the Pnimis is Asura because it joined in the joint Erev with the Chitzona, and it can't separate from that because the Erev is in the Chitzona. And the Chitzona is Asur because of the Drisus Regel, and even if you'll say that Bittul Rishus should operate with regard to Drisus Regel, the answer is that can't be because Ein Bittul Rishus Michotze Lechotze. Okay. Now we go to the second scenario. Let's say it wasn't one of the Pnimis who failed to join the Eruv, but it was one of the Chitzona. Hai bar chitzono leman nevatel. So this chitzono, who failed to join the Erev, and now he's undermining the Erev, now he wants to be mevatel's rishus. So the Gemara says, leman, vis-a-vis whom will he be mevatel's rishus? If you're saying levatel, livnei chitzono, that's not going to help you, because what generates the Isra on the chitzona is the zchus of the primis of drisus regel. So by me mevatel himself to the bnei chitzona, that's not going to help you there, because he can primis the osra alayu. Oh. But now, the Gemara says, levatel libnei ha-primis, why can't he be mevatel himself completely? Not only from the Bnei Achitzona, but also from the Bnei HaPnimis. Ah, then we have to again activate the principle of Shmuel, Ein Bit Rishus, Michatze L'Chatze. Good. Now we get to the third case, which is the more complicated case. Nasnu Eruvon B'Pnimis. Now the Eruv was placed not in the Chotza Achitzona, but rather in the Chotza Pnimis. V'shochach echad min ha-pnimis v'lo Eruv. Ishten Asuros. Bitter Shus is not effective. Now why is that? Hai bar pnimis leman nevatel. So again, who was the one who was guilty of non-participation in the Eruv? That was one of the Pnimis. Okay, so he's now undermining the Eruv in the Chotza Pnimis as Leman Nevatel. Levatel Libnei Pnimis. If he's going to be mevatel his reshus to the other members of that chotza pnimis, and that's going to validate the eruv, is ika chitzona di osra layu. The chotza achitzona generates an isur on the pnimis. And that, we said, is a result of the fact that there was a joint Eruv. And where is the Eruv now? The Eruv is in the Pnimis. U'me'achash ha'eruv mudach b'pnimis, ha'reza margil es b'nei ha'chitzona b'pnimis. Right, that's what we said before. That the chitzona is now gravitationally pulled towards the Pnimis because they made a joint Eruv, and the Eruv of the chitzona is now in the Pnimis. Now, why can't the Bnei HaPnimis disassociate themselves, right, secede from the union with the Chitzona? Achar shakilkul hu bahem. As a result of the fact that the person who's messing up the Eruv is one of the Bnei HaPnimis, and therefore they, the Pnimis, are now the force that is undermining and validating the Eruv. They can't, you know, clean their hands and say, well, you know, forget about the Chitzona, we'll take over this Eruv for ourselves. And then the Gemara says, Livatel l'bnei Chitzona, why don't we activate a double bittul rishus on behalf of that one member of the Pnimis who failed to join the Eruv? Let him be mevatel's rishus, not just towards the other members of the Pnimis, but also towards the Bnei HaChitzona, and then everything should be mutter. And if that be the case, that if he's mevatel rishus to the Bnei HaChitzona, the Chitzona now could exist as a separate entity, and the Pnimis is a separate entity, and his bitul rishus will now effectuate a heter on the outer chatz of the bnei achitzona. The Gemara answers, "Ein bitul rishus mi chatz lechatz." Again, the principle of Shmuel. And he adds in the footnote, he says, "Kevon shapnimis asura af achitzona asura." Right, because again, what you have in the pnimis is a makom she asura, right? It's bimkoma asura, and therefore generates an isur shelo bimkoma. And furthermore, yesh lepnimis drisas regel to the chitzona. So again, the reason why the pnimis is asura is because it has drisas regel in the chitzona. And now, what the pnimis is going to do, it's going to now generate an iser in the chitzona. And therefore, since there's an iser in the chatzah chitzona, we're not going to have a possibility of bitul rishus on behalf of that one person from the pnimis who did not join the eruv because of the principle of ein bitul rishus michatzer lechatzer. Okay, now we get to the most complicated case, and that's on the top of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Here's the case where, according to Rava's understanding of Shmuel, Bitul Rishus will be operative, at least partially. Shachach Echad Min Achitzona V'lo Erev. Again, the Erev is located in the Pnimis. But in this case, who's guilty for non-participation? Who's undermining, threatening the validity of the Eruv? It's one of the Bnei Achitzona. Is Vadai, here Shmuel for sure will concede that Aprimis Muteris, that the Chitzona, that person who did not participate in the Eruv, his Bitul Rishus will be meaningful to be mati the pnimis. Now, why is that so? So the Gemara uses a literal phrase, but it's really an idiomatic phrase. Literally, it translates the achada dosha umishtamsha. Dosha is the Aramaic word for a deles, for a door. And the pnimis is now closing the door that links up the chitzona with the pnimis, and says, again, we're talking in the name of the pnimis, I want to use my own chatzer. I want to completely disassociate myself from the partnership with the chitzona. And therefore, chitzona, which is now completely removed from the eruv, and again, keep in mind the eruv is in the pnimis, is asura. He says, Asura, Ein daibekach sheben hachitzona shelo iruv yavatos rishuso lebnei hachitzona, kevon sheirvu hachitzona vaprimis yachane nekshovus kechotzer achas olavatos rishus kulom vumurgo vaprimis shekein lo eruv. Okay, so now that they made an eruv, a joint eruv, the chotzer hachitzona is dependent upon the pnimis, and the eruv of the pnimis is located in the pnimis, and it was one of the members of the chitzona who failed to join the eruv. So if the pnimis can now close the door on the chitzona and separate itself, cut the umbilical cord so that now the pnimis becomes a separate entity. It has an eruv, that's where the eruv is located, and all the members of the pnimis joined in that eruv. Ella, what, you're going to tell me that the pnimis is dependent upon the chitzona, and if the chitzona is asura, it would generate an iser on the pnimis? The answer is no. The pnimis is now independent of the chitzona. So now we have to understand, how is it that the pnimis in this particular scenario is able to disassociate itself from the chitzona? And the answer is, as Rashi explains it, is that the pnimis has a right to say, you know why I joined an eruv with you? Mr. Chitzonov, and I took the Erev into the Chatzav Pnimis. That's only to help me. That's only to allow me to carry from the Pnimis to the Chitzonov, but I didn't want to mess up my own personal inner Erev. And now the Erev that I, again, I'm talking in the name of the Pnimis, that I embarked upon by joining together with you in the Chitzona is Gorem Kilkul. It's now causing a deficit. And therefore, any Chafetz Bar, I don't want to accept that Eruv. I'm completely rejecting the Eruv. Oh, but now, this itself is not enough. We need a Bittul Rishus. Ein HaPnimis Muteres Ela Yidei Sheyevatlu B'nei HaChitzonis Rishusam L'B'nei HaPnimis. The B'nei HaChitzona have to be Mevatel their Rishus to the Pnimis, because again, there was this joint Eruv, and now we have to get the B'nei HaChitzona to pull themselves out of this Eruv. Bofen Zeh Moel Bittul Rishus Michatzel L'Chatzel. And all of a sudden, we are now allowing a bit of reshus from one chatzit to the other. And again, this is only because one of the Bnei Achitzona was the one who did fail to join the Eruv. If it had it been that one of the Bnei Apnimis had failed to join the Eruv, then the Pnimis would not be able to disassociate themselves from the partnership, so to speak, the union with the Chitzona. And he writes, V'oz yevatel ben ha-pnimis shelo iriv l'pnei pnimios ha-cherem v'yu mutarim shemiachar shakilkel ira al yidei echem v'bnei ha-pnimis eino yecholo liton zos. So again, if the fault lies with the pnimis, they cannot disassociate themselves from the Chitzona. But in this case, the fault lies with one of the Chitzona, and therefore the Bnei HaPnimis can disassociate themselves from the Chitzona, but only if the Chitzona is Mevatel their Rishus. So all the members of the Chitzona are Mevatel Rishus. Because again, otherwise we have a problem. If they're not Mevatel themselves from the Rishus, then since the Bnei HaPnimis have Zchus of Drisas Regel in the Chitzona, that connects the Pnimis with the Chitzona. And since the Chitzona is Asur b'mkomo, it's Oseris b'mokom acher. So we have to somehow create a Bittul Rishus on the part of the Bnei HaChitzona. And the question now is, why is that Bittul Rishus meaningful according to Shmuel, who says, Ein Bittul Rishus michatzel l'chatzel? Why is this an exception to the rule? So now, in order to understand this, we have to introduce a shita of Rabbi Akiva. This is a sugya later on in Daf Ayin Hey. The Chachamim reject that shita of Rabbi Akiva. Our sugya is reflecting Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim hold that the Pnimis Misalekes Heimena Es Hachitzona Gam below Bittul Mitzido Shel HaChitzona. Alright. So again, it's Rabbi Akiva who's going to require a Bittul Rishus on the part of the Chitzona. And Rava is now interpreting Shmuel according to Rabbi Akiva. And the reason for doing so is because Shmuel, back on Daf Samech Vav, said that b'makom sha'osrim u'ma'arvim mo'el bitul michotzer lechotzer. Oh. So this is an important piece of the puzzle. Shmuel already committed himself to the following position. There is bitul michotzer lechotzer in a case of osrim u'ma'arvim. Do you remember? Again, this was back on Wednesday, probably, of last week. But anyway, we established that if two conditions are met, then even Shmuel will agree that there's bitul reshus. What are those two conditions? We need osrim zelzeh, we need ma'arvim zelzeh. And we discussed at great length that the institution of bitul reshus is a replacement for an eruv. Now, if we plug that in here to our case, then based on Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's position is that you need a bitul reshus, meaning the chitzona has to be mevatel lereshus. So now we have both conditions are fulfilled. On the one hand, the chitzona needs an eruv, and on the other hand, the chitzona will generate an isur on the pnimis based on the schus drisas regel, and therefore they have to be mevatel their reshus. But you're asking, how could they mevatel reshus? And the answer is because we need an eruv. And that's what we have. So what I have now here in the Masifta is he gives you an overview of the sugi. He calls it Sikum Divrei Rava. So let's see if we can plow through this Sikum. Shtei Chatzeros Zu Lifnimi Zu The Irvu Yachad. So we have a joint Erev between the two Chatzeros, the Pnimis and the Chitzona. Shachach Echemem Velo Eruv is Ein Derech Lahatir Es Hautzah B'Chitzona. So we can never be Matir, as far as the Chitzona is concerned, to take from the bias into the Chatzer or vice versa. Mishum Sheli Olam Yesh L'Bnei HaPnimis Ba S'chus Drisas Regel Veheim Osrim Oleha. So it's almost as if the Pnimis, the members of the Pnimis, live in the Chatzer Achitzona, because they have rights to the Chatzer Achitzona, which is called the rights of Drisas Regel. And that's called Asura Bimkomo Seres Bimokom Acher, meaning that since the Chatzer Pnimis needs its own inner, or I don't know what word to use, its own independent chatzer eruv, therefore it's a regel oseres bimkoma, and now it's oseres bimakom acher, so the pnimis now generates an iser on the chitzona. Kevon she'ena eruv moel kasha shochach echad velo eruv. Now if one person failed to join the eruv, it doesn't matter who it is, that's going to undermine the eruv. And the chitzona now needs an eruv, which they don't have. So in a case where one of the members of either the pnimis or the chitzona fails to participate in the eruv, the chitzona now becomes asura. Ve'enam yecholim levatel schusu. Now you may ask, well, if the agency that generates the iser on the chitzona is the bitul, is the schus of regel, of Jesus Regal, of the Pnimis on the Chitzona, why can't they be Mevatel that Tzchus? And the answer is because Shmuel holds Ein Bittel Rishus Michatzel Chatzel. However, there is a scenario in which we could be Matir the Hotzah in the Pnimis. And how is that so? If the Pnimis could completely pull out of its partnership of Erev partnership with the Chitzona, that's called Tibadel Mimeno, they separate itself from the Chitzona. However, for that to happen, we need two conditions to be met. Number one, the Erev is located in the Pnimis, because if the Erev is not located in the Pnimis, then when the Pnimis separates itself from the Chitzona, it doesn't have an Eruv. because the Erev has to be located in that chotzer. Shala Erev Lios b'chotzer mu'revis. Fine. Number two, a second condition, it's not enough that the Erev is located in the chotzer pnimis. Isha shokheachu ben ha'chotzer achitzona. The one who failed to join in this Erev was a member of the chotzer achitzona. And now that we have both conditions, number one, that the fault is not amongst any of the Bnei HaPnimis, and number two, that the Erev is located in the Chatz HaPnimis, is Be'ofen Zeh, in those two conditions being fulfilled, is Yicholim Bnei HaPnimis Libadol Min HaChitzona. And they're going to claim that our partnership together with the Chitzona was not meant to be Makalkel, it was only meant for their benefit, they agreed. Al Yedei Shichas Ben Achitzona. So now, because one of your guys in the Chitzona forgot to join the Erev, therefore we, the Pnimis, have to suffer. We didn't join together with you in order to forfeit our rights to an Erev if you're at fault. Al Kein Enim Chafetzim B'Shut V'Zu. Ach Bi Ofet Shichcha Hi Shal Ben Chotza Pnimis. One of the Pnimis forgot to join the Erev. Enim Yichom Liton Taina Zu. However, if both conditions are met, then according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Akiva, that's enough. We don't even need Bito Rishus, and the Bnei HaPnimis can separate themselves from the Chitzona, and we don't need Bito Rishus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, they need that the Bnei HaChotza Chitzona be Mavatel there. The regal that they have in the Pnimis, in other words, whatever schus they have in the Pnimis, because again, when the two Erevin were there, and again, the Erev was deposited in the Pnimis, now the Bnei HaChitzona have, so to speak, diur in the Pnimis. The Az Yechola Pnimis, once the Chitzona will remove themselves from any rights they have in the Pnimis Yecholi Badal Mihem, Lahater Sotza Bechatzer, and they could claim, we didn't accept this, this joint Erev in order to lose, because one of your members of the Chutz is now going to undermine the validity of the Erev. For that, in that context, we don't want to join together with the Chitzona. So we want to have our own independent Erev, which we have, because all the members of our Pnimis have joined in the Erev. And the Erev is located in the Pnimis, and therefore we can separate ourselves from the Chitzona, and in this case, and only in this case, does Shmuel say that Bitter Rishus is operative and meaningful from Chotzer Lichotzer. Okay then, Rabosai, this is where we're going to stop, and we're on Daf Samach Zayin, Omed Aleph, Omole, Rav Huna, three lines down from the top.